Welcome to the Investing in Real Estate Show. I'm Clayton Morris, longtime real estate investor. And on this show, our goal is to help you become a more intelligent real estate investor. And we answer your questions here. This is our Q&A episode. So you can leave us a voicemail question by going to morrisinvest.com/Clayton. Try to keep it to like 30 seconds or so, and we will answer it here on the show. I should mention before we get started, we have our Freedom Cheat Sheet that is been downloaded hundreds of thousands of times. It is the game changer that my wife and I created a number of years ago to help you figure out your family's finances and then to help you build your financial freedom number based on those finances. It's totally free. It's like 3 pages long. It could change your life. If you haven't already downloaded it, go to our website, morrisinvest.com/freedom. We will have a link in the description below. Go and grab our cheat sheet to help you on your path to success. Okay, our first question comes to us today from Paul. Paul, take it away.
Hi, Clayton. So I am a British resident and I'm interested in investing in the USA. I do have some money lined up for a cash purchase. Do I have to come to the States to complete the purchase or can I complete it remotely? Many thanks.
Thank you so much, Paul. So we have a whole series of videos here and content on our channel about international investing. At our company, at Morris Invest, we work with a lot of international investors. And one of the ways that we're able to do that is because we work with non-recourse financing. Now, you mentioned you have cash, so you wouldn't necessarily have to get financing. But let me just say that cash could go a lot longer and further. We always encourage our clients to hang on to as much of their cash as possible and use the amazing, incredibly low interest rate loans that we have available in the United States. We have non-recourse financing, Paul, which means that the bank doesn't care about you necessarily. They're financing the asset. And what's great for international investors is that if you work with our team at Morris Invest, we'll take care of the process so that as an international investor, it really doesn't matter. It opens up the whole country to you in many ways because they don't care where you live. They're putting their money into the asset. The bank is financing the asset because they vetted it. They've watched the construction unfold. They've worked with the property management team to make sure that the tenant has gone into the property and it's cash flowing. So they are looking at this asset more than they're looking at you. It also enables you to set up an LLC. There's a few little additional hurdles because you're an international investor, but it's not much. And especially with the non-recourse financing, it just opens up the world to you. So I would encourage you, Paul, to hang on to some of your cash in that regard. You work with the non-recourse financing that we have available, and you're able to then put that money to work for you so that it'll go longer. You're not using all of your cash up front to buy a cash purchase of a property. Wouldn't it make more sense to, buy four properties instead of one? So you get the additional cash flow, plus you get the benefit of these incredibly low interest rates right now and the banks that are willing to provide this non-recourse financing. I just think this is how you build wealth, right? Other people's money, OPM. And so using a bank's money is the ultimate way to start building that cash flow and to build out that portfolio. So thank you, Paul. Good luck to you. Hopefully we can help you out. If you're interested on that side of it, we have a whole international team that can help you with that. If you book a call with us at morrisinvest.com, click on the little book a call button and we'll help you with that. But non-recourse financing, my man, that is absolutely the way to go. All right, our next question comes to us from Robbie. Robbie, take it away.
Hey, Clayton. My name is Robbie. I'm a sophomore at college right now. I've watched your videos for years and I've loved them. I really want to start my own house hacking thing as soon as I can. The only thing is that where I'm at right now, the market's high for everybody, but the prices are really high for houses that really aren't that in great of shape. The question is, do I try to set up the FHA loans, get my friends to rent out the rooms, things like that while I'm in college, or do I wait till I'm out of undergrad and I probably move somewhere else for my job? And do I try to start it there? Thank you.
Well, Robbie, boy, I'm jealous, man. Sophomore in college and you're already thinking this way. I mean, I was terrible with my money at your age. I did not have my head screwed on correctly until I was in my 30s and I started building wealth and started my businesses and started investing in real estate when I was way later, like a decade later than you. So good on you for for discovering what we teach you here, but also taking action on that, really getting your mind thinking around the proper way to take action. Okay, I will say this. Number one, about your timeline thing. There is no time like now to take action. So if you think in terms of, oh, should I wait 2 years, 3 years? The answer is always going to be yes, right? Because you're always going to make excuses and push yourself off. But think about successful business leaders. Think about real estate investors. Do you think that they sit there and say to themselves, well, you know, things are high right now and I'm just going to wait 3 years to make my next purchase? No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Like, I personally just acquired an additional rental property right now in our portfolio. So regardless of the market, you know, there is not one housing market, right? There is not one housing market in the United States. There are thousands of markets, and they all have different demographics and variations and things that are happening, from vacancies to job growth, to job decline, to population growth, to population decline, high crime, low crime. Jobs coming in, jobs going out, right? Low taxes, high taxes, all of those things. So there's always variations in the market. So don't ever get caught up in just like one rental market. As far as house hacking, I love that you're thinking in terms of house hacking, especially for a college sophomore. This is a perfect opportunity for you. Even if you can find something that, okay, needs a little work, you can get bank financing, find a property that you can get that, yes, needs a little work. Maybe you can get it for a good deal right now. Maybe you can get it for 70 cents, 80 cents on the dollar. You're going to have to do some upgrades in the property. You're going to have to fix it up. Great. Then you live in that property. You rent out the other side while you're finishing college, okay? 2 more years of school. And in that amount of time, you're renovating the property, and you could also then get you could do either a cash out refinance on the property. You could do get a new loan on the property. Once you're able to, it appraises for much higher. Now you're able to pull some additional cash out of the property. But there's all kinds of things you can do right now, right? You know, you said, oh, I can't find properties that are great in great shape. That's okay. You know, as long as you can get some additional financing so that you can even fix the property up. So working with a local bank to say, look, this property is not in good shape. I'd like to acquire it for this price. This is what I've negotiated with the realtor, et cetera. This is what I'd like to get it for. Will you finance this? I'd like to put in about $20,000, $30,000 worth of work. Would you be able to fund a construction loan on the property? Hire the right contractors while you're living in the property. You're in college. Like, you don't need a lot of stuff right now, right? You don't have three kids. You don't have a dog like mine yapping in the background, right? You don't have to worry about that stuff just yet. And so I know when I was in college, like, I had all the energy in the world. Put in that time, attention, and effort right now. Work with the local bank. See about getting a construction loan. Fix up the property. Rent out the rooms. And then if you move for a job, you don't have to live in this property. Now that becomes a rental property for you that you could own for years. Move out of that property. Move 100, 200 miles away. That's still your first rental property in your portfolio. And then as that value appreciates, you've now done the construction work on the property, you've turned it into a gem. It was once an ugly duckling. Now you pull out home equity line of credit on it, or cash out refinance, and pull that equity out of that property and roll it into your next rental property. Rinse and repeat it. Buy another, you know, duplex or a quadplex and house hack that one where you move for your first job, and rinse and repeat. And man, you are on your way. By the time you're 30 years old, you're gonna have a net worth in the millions owning these types of properties. And that's the goal, the cash flow and the net worth, my friend. So way to go, Robbie. I'm proud of you, man. You're on your way. Next question comes to us from Ruben. Ruben, take it away.
What are the numbers behind your new builds like the houses that you're building now in Texas? Like, what is the down payment? What is the price? What is the profit? And are they managed by a property manager on your end, or is what are the numbers more or less look like?
Thank you, Ruben. So we don't, you know, the reason we like to get on the phone with people at our company is because it's not just about the house, right? We want to develop a long-term relationship with our clients for many, many years to come. So I can spitball a whole bunch of numbers to you, and I can right now, like our cheapest, virtually like the lowest pricing property is going to be in the low 100,000 range. And we have properties like larger duplexes and so forth on up into the $300,000-$400,000 range, new construction. So I don't know that helps you, But minimum down payment on one of our properties is going to be in the $40,000-$45,000 range with financing built in for the rest. So that's kind of a rough number. And then rental prices can be anywhere from, you know, $800-$700 a month in cash flow on up to thousands of dollars a month in cash flow, depending on the size of the property. So again, pretty wide, right? We have some duplexes that are more of a student housing play. So they don't have granite countertops or a little bit more durable because you have, you know, student housing, but they're amazing. They produce wonderful cash flow near the Texas Tech University and other universities. Those, and then we also have the higher end ones with granite countertops, stainless steel appliances, and tenants that stay 5, 6, 7 years in those properties. And those are going to be a little bit more expensive, and the cash flow is going to be more. So, you know, and we also have single families and townhomes. So it depends on the client, Ruben, you know. So when you book a call with us, we're not just going to start spitballing house numbers at you, because that to us is like the last step of the process. We want to know what your goals are. You know, we want to figure out, okay, are you currently a rental investor? Do you, what does your retirement look like? What are your goals? And all of those things. And we can start to see what is, you know, financing. We have all of our financing options available, and we kind of pull all of these things together and get a picture. So we are not just a, hey, I'd like to buy a house, click. Hey, can I buy a house, click? You know, it's, we really try to develop a long-term relationship. So I hope that helps understanding. The prices can be wildly different depending on the size of the property, whether it's a single family, a duplex, whether it's you know, more of the student housing play or the long the one of our bigger higher end duplex play, or the townhomes that we have or single families that we do, but again, they're all going to be in the best school districts, in the most appreciating markets in West Texas, in the highest job growth area. And that's why we build where we build. So again, hopefully you find that a little bit helpful. I know it's a little bit vague, but the numbers are wildly different from some of our builds. And when you build 600 properties, they're not all the same. We have just different subdivisions that we build in. So hope you find that useful. Ruben, and by the way, if anyone's interested, you can go to our website. You can see some pictures of our new construction builds right there on the front page. Just go to morrisinvest.com and check that out. In the meantime, I want you to also download our free cheat sheet, because it's totally free, and it'll help you figure out your monthly expenses, and then also help you craft a freedom number. What are the monthly what is the monthly income from passive income from rental properties that you would need in order to build a financial future that is free of this system? You know, a financial future that produces monthly cash flow, a legacy that you can leave to your kids. That's what our goal is with the financial freedom number. So go to morrisinvest.com/freedom to download that today. Until next time, everyone, go out there, take action, become a real estate investor. I believe it's the number one way to build wealth. We'll see you next time, everyone.